Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Just a reminder that, right now if you go to Guns.com/lock, go to certified used guns, pick out one you might like, use promo code LOADED5, you're going to get 5% off your purchase in this era of inflation. You finally get a discount, and it's on a gun. My goodness. And that's exclusive for you. Now then, the electric vehicle is the rage. Except it isn't. You got automakers like General Motors and Ford. They've, Kia. Kia's got a vehicle coming out where it will charge from 0 to 80% in 10 minutes. All these flashy EV designs and technical prowess and plans to invest tens of billions of dollars. The problem is they put the cart before the horse. And that is a problem. The lithium batteries needed to power the electric vehicle revolution. Now investors are starting to say, show me the metal. And among many key materials, lithium is the most indispensable. So, traditional automakers have hastily announced plans to build 13 lithium-ion battery plants in the U.S. by mid-decade, and the planned ramp of EV production will triple demand for the light silvery white metal by 2025. Yet, the supply of lithium has a very little chance of keeping up with this. And growing doubts about aggressive EV targets have contributed to a dive in General Motors and Ford, along with the shares of upstarts like Rivian and Lucid. And meanwhile, the unquenchable demand and soaring prices have sent EV material stocks, including Albemarle, Lithium America's Core, MP Materials, and Sociedad Quemique y Minera de Chile, on a wild ride. So, with a single lithium mine operating in the U.S., one nickel mine and one major source of rare earth magnets, MP Materials Mountain Pass, California site, EV and battery capacity is being planned without regard to the serious shortage of the necessary raw materials to actually make the E part of it, the battery. Now, automakers, anxious to avoid a replay of the production halts forced by the semiconductor chip shortage, are in a quiet, mad rush to line up lithium, permanent magnets, and other key materials for EVs, according to MP Materials CEO James Litinsky. Bayer Technology, he said this at a Bayer Technology conference presentation, and he does feel sure, however, there's going to be a freak-out moment, perhaps multiple moments, when the EV supply chain fails spectacularly. And that moment may be coming soon. Morgan Stanley analyst Adam Jonas wrote on March 8th that he sees an ever-widening gap between feasible supplies of lithium battery materials and ambitious EV production targets. Now, General Motors wants to sell 1 million electric vehicles in North America in 2025. It's probably a little more realistic to think of 300,000. Ford has a 2 million EV output target for 2026, four times what he expects. Tesla, which seems to announce a new nickel or lithium supply deal every month, and Chinese EV makers have been locking up the capacity slots, according to Jonas. Now, Tesla CEO Elon Musk is getting into lithium mining directly on multiple occasions. EV and battery giant BYD, backed by Warren Buffett, recently won a Chilean lithium extraction contract. All you have to do is do a little bit of math. It's basic. I know we don't teach it in school anymore. But this would show why the U.S. and the world are in such a deep hole when it comes to these materials. While lithium battery plants take a couple of years to build, new lithium mining projects can take 5 to 10 years to come online, and that's if everything goes swimmingly. And on top of that, facilities for processing the concentrate extracted from natural brines and pumped into evaporation ponds can take a couple of years. And after that, as Albemarle, president of lithium operations Eric Norris, explained on the quarter four earnings call, takes another 6 months for EV battery makers to sign off on lithium quality, followed by 2 years to ramp up capacity. That doesn't sound like it's just, you know, expeditious, does it? So what this is this is what they refer to as the practical reality of capacity limitation. And that hasn't changed despite the exploding demand. So Albemarle stock plunged February 16th on lower than expected profit outlook despite soaring lithium prices. And there is the jolt. This is like, you know, like that sciatic nerve going down your back, go pow, you know, that kind of thing. This was a jolt of reality about the industry's ability to keep pace with surging lithium battery demand. Industry conservatism instilled by earlier lithium price collapses has been slow to melt away. The lithium extraction industry was historically an oligopoly with a supply-demand balance that was easily upset. As a result, investment has lacked in this industry for more than a decade, and that's why, though there are sufficient lithium deposits in nature, price is going off the charts. The lithium carbonate spot price in China has surged about 500%, and it goes for about $75,000 a ton. Albemarle has some of the best lithium hard rock and brine assets, and yet some have sat idle waiting for higher lithium prices. Now, after a couple of false starts for the EV transition, much higher prices have arrived, and they look well-positioned to capitalize, yet their lithium shipments fell 5% last year. So accelerated investment in this would have had to have started 5 years ago to meet the demand projected for 2025. So instead, they hit the brakes after prices crashed in 2018, and they haven't been doing very much until late 2020. So the crash came as several Australian lithium mines started producing, flooding a market that had yet to see EV demand take off. Albemarle looked past the crash, and they bought a 60% stake in the Wodgina lithium mine in Western Australia for $1.3 billion in 2019. But it immediately mothballed output. They will start resuming that next month. And there's no timetable to open their Kings Mountain, North Carolina lithium plant. It closed in the 1980s when the company's lower cost brine operations ramped up in Chile. So last month, they reportedly paid tens of million dollars to buy adjacent land as it mulls a restart. But that's not going to happen soon. Meanwhile, Europe's biggest proposed lithium mine has been shelved indefinitely after Serbia revoked permits for UK mining giant Rio Tinto amid some environmental protests. So, all of this stuff, you know, right now, who's going to do this? Who's going to make this? Now, in California, they're looking at some things, which could, you know, come to about 500,000 tons. They tout themselves as the potential Saudi Arabia of lithium. Yet industry analysts are more circumspect about how well it's going to, for extracting that lithium is going to scale. It's never been done. And there's going to be some technical challenges and delays. And we're talking about the Salton Sea, if you don't know what I'm talking about. So, anyway. So much for go buy an electric car. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And, yeah, I just found that interesting that they're out there doing this and they don't understand that the supply chain is still suffering. And they'd better go with the technology that works. But that's okay. I'm just a humble radio guy. I don't know nothing about nothing. Gosh. These guys. I do declare. There's a reset coming. And it's not the one that the elites envision. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a radical reset. And it's going to be a reset of the current reset. And it's going to be a different sort of transformation than the elites were expecting, and one that they should actually sort of fear. Because in November, we're likely to see a historic no to the orthodox left-wing agenda that has resulted in unsustainable inflation, unaffordable energy, war, humiliation abroad, spiraling crime, racial hostility, as well as arrogant defiance from those who deliberately enacted these disastrous policies. You, as the public, have been marinated in false narratives and disinformation spread by of our elite ruling class and echoed by the dominant media. For example, climate change, green energy and its consequences, and Putin inflation. Then there's the COVID-19 origin and authoritarian mandates fostered by the spurious meme, follow the science. The Russian collusion narrative. There was no election fraud in the 2020 election. Voter suppression, wokeism, equity speak. Don't forget about gender fluidity grooming, or slash grooming, and the mask mandates by woke school boards supported by teachers' unions, cops shooting black men, and critical race theory, including the divisive memes of white supremacy slash domestic terrorism slash systemic racism, and many other crises du jour. These false narratives can be very pervasive when embedded in so many people's minds. The thing that it's the first thing that hits them, it's the first thing that they see. And then no matter what follows. In fact, it doesn't matter what follows. Even if it's a complete and total debunking, it doesn't matter. So recently, you know, in a hotel lounge, there was a Gen Z young man discussing American government and politics with two older British men. And Hunter Biden's laptop from hell and the fraud of the 2020 election was brought up. The discussion was civil, but the young man was wed to the progressive narrative that this was disinformation and wasn't open to debate. This is what they believe. This is why so many people are afraid to take off a mask today. Our elite ruling class, the Marxists, the globalists, the big tech, mainstream media, deep state, use these crises to justify authoritarian government actions under public health and safety emergencies and to interfere with the 2020 election and to destabilize our society, culture, and government. These actors will strike back as empowered by the elite, big tech, and the government to censor any who would dare question their orthodoxy, violating the inalienable rights enshrined in the Constitution. These same actors have robbed the public treasury of billions of dollars in broad daylight. They seek and are driven by retaining and gaining more power and money. The government is too corrupt to prosecute these perps, as in good for thee, but not for me. The FBI and the DOJ are hunting dogs who will not hunt unless directed by the handlers. And I'm talking about targeting the insurrectionists of January 6th and the parents versus the Loudoun County School Board versus the treatment of BLM and Antifa rioters and thugs. Sheepdogs have gone rogue or discredited and replaced by the secret police, the Stasi a la Solalinsky et al. At the local level, a brilliant move by George Soros was pouring money into the election of ultra-progressive woke district attorneys who will not prosecute and or release dangerous felons into the community with no cash bail. So let's let the bad dudes out, run amok, and strike fear in the people, while at the same time, we're going to pillory the cops. And people who are scared to venture out of their homes will often defer to authoritarian actions by local governments in exchange for law and order, which they can't provide, by the way. And the result that you get is a two-tier system of justice that violates the founding principle of our criminal justice system, equal justice for all. No one is above the law and the rule of law and not men. Now, sort of an ongoing criminal enterprise, if not a soft coup by these actors, has been ongoing, at least since the Obama administration. And they used an illegal usurpation of power by treason, mutiny, bribery, frauds, and thefts of public funds and cover-ups, and obstruction of justice committed by a criminal enterprise. Joe Biden's policy reversals are detrimental to the strategic interest of the U.S. Why is that? Well, there's reasons to suspect that Biden is co-opted and or blackmailed by foreign and domestic enemies. And these enemies are the Marxists and the globalists and the Communist Party of China and the Russian and the Ukrainian oligarchs and the Iranians. His policy failures, the outright violations of the Constitution and federal law can't just be attributed to the utter stupidity of Biden and his administration, but are intentional. While Biden is failing to defend the U.S. southern border, he is engaging with Iranian mullahs to the detriment of our strategic interests and allies in the Middle East. He covered for China as a likely source of the COVID-19 virus. He disbanded the DOJ-FBI unit that roots out CCP espionage agents in academia. And then he went soft on Russia. He shut down our domestic oil and gas production. He killed the Keystone Pipeline. He greenlit the Russia Nord Stream 2 pipeline, put the skids on Israel's East Med gas pipeline, and delayed Russian sanctions and arming Ukraine before the Russian invasion. America had grown weary of the war in Afghanistan with its mission creep, so it was time to leave. And Biden and his administration did leave. They left an example of how not to do that. The disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, abandoning Bagram Air Force Base and leaving it to the Chinese, all the while Hunter Biden was raking in millions from the Chinese, Russian, and Ukrainian oligarchs for no credible purpose other than gaining access to Joe Biden. You're just making money for that. So now we're being backed into a shooting war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. So is Joe Biden now toast to those that foisted him on us? Will these policy reversals, the result of the undue influence of Joe Biden by enemies of the U.S., both foreign and domestic? We're at a tipping point now. And the way we're going to tip is going to hurt their feelings at the very least. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A recommendation for a fourth COVID shot for the public may not come until there's a clear strategy in place. Some on the CDC's independent vaccine expert panel say a booster every 4 to 6 months isn't a realistic public health goal. One member, Dr. Sarah Long, says we need to focus on preventing hospitalizations and death instead of hoping vaccines can prevent infections. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claims sanctions are delivering a tremendous blow to Russia's economy.
The tremendous blow on the Russian economy resulting from our sanctions is only possible because of the breadth of our coalition.
Yellen talking with reporters during the Global Monetary Summit in Washington, D.C. She said the U.S. and allies will continue tightening the vise on Russia over its ongoing war against Ukraine. USA Radio News. Russia has tested a new nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying it's a unique weapon that can overpower any existing missile defense system. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the United States needs to upgrade our domestic nuclear missiles.
Joe Biden earlier this month canceled a routine missile test because he didn't want to do anything that would be provocative or escalatory. Right. And I think Vladimir Putin sees that the West is still on the back foot.
The White House says the test was announced ahead of time and that it has not deterred any plans to continue supporting Ukraine. Accused high school shooter Ethan Crumbly has a tentative trial date set for September 6th. Crumbly is accused of shooting and killing four students at Oxford High School just outside of Detroit in November. The 15-year-old will be tried as an adult and he will remain jailed and won't be moved to the juvenile detention center. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I have long thought this about what happened in 2020. In 2020, the election was manipulated enough to change 42,000 votes across Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona. And had they not gone that way, what we would have gotten was a 269-269 Electoral College tie win, being put into office by a majority of state delegations in the House of Representatives, even though he had lost a popular vote, supposedly by 7 million votes, 4.3% behind the loser. And there are those that believe that that would have made the 2016 protest against his minority popular vote win seemed like a Sunday picnic. The media was already hateful to begin with. They gave him no credit. I'm talking about Trump. They gave him no credit for anything that was done. In that lead up to that House meeting, That would have been filled with commentary calling on the House delegates to switch their votes, further inflaming the environment. Sort of like the way it happened on January 6th, but people would actually expect this to happen, and nobody would think that was treasonous. Nobody would think that was going against the democracy. But had it worked its way through the constitutional process, and Pence cast the deciding vote for himself, probably a very sullen quiet would have descended on the country. Because remember, during that election, this is when we were at the height of COVID.
And nobody knew what we know now about COVID. We were beginning to suspect it. We knew prior to COVID that, you know, that the economy was booming. We also knew that the House had fallen to the Democrats. So when, for the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, when we could have done a lot of stuff, nothing was done. Nothing was done. We could have had national reciprocity nationwide. But it wasn't done. It was stalled. It was finally passed out of the House, then it went to the Senate, and I don't know what happened to it in the Senate, I don't remember. But it, you know, and this is when the Republicans were in charge, and this is because no one was going to work with this president. Because this president, one, he didn't pay his dues. Two, he did not do it the Washington way. He was not versed in all of the decorum and nonsense that goes on in Washington. The nation, where we had had gas at one point between 2016 and 2020, I remember when gas around here was like $1.40 a gallon during that time. And nobody wanted an electric car then. It was stupid. It was more expensive to charge your electric car than it was to fill up your car with gas. And that's because, one, we were energy independent, which meant that we were completely secure from anything, any of the... I mean, who out there that's one of our allies is a big oil producer? It's a very short list. I mean, go ahead and start counting. Because there's not any that I know of. Not on any sort of scale. But you know what? America became lazy. America has become lazy. Because even though we've been at war for 20 years and everything else, nothing here lasts. Pain doesn't last. Memories fade. Now, let's look at what we do have. We do have Biden. And yes, they did manipulate the election. And they did steal the election. And that's because Republicans nationwide did nothing about it. I kind of think they almost wanted it. That's beside the point. Because on the one hand, while I sit around here and I look at all this stuff and I see all these fights that we're involved in, for gun rights and green energy and all this other stuff, by the same token, I look at this and I wonder what it would be like if we had, you know, I mean... Look at the way the country is right now. Look how enthralled they are by the mainstream media. 41% of America thinks Biden, they approve of Biden. And I gotta wonder, who are they? If Trump were in office today, the Democrats and the media would be hitting the illegitimate president. The GOP establishment would be completely emboldened and would be fracturing what would be left of any messaging cohesion from the Trump administration. If Putin had invaded the Ukraine on Trump's watch, the media Democratic response would be unimaginable. And after 4 years of calling Trump Putin's puppet, the rhetoric would be through the roof. If Trump did not take any overt action, he would be called worse than a traitor, enabling the death of democracy. If he'd taken strong action, then he would be leading us into World War III. Now, as bad as the midterms currently look for the Democrats, the prospect of a near-complete annihilation of the GOP would make their outlook appear just like the normal historical swing. And that would have been the very real prospect of a filibuster-proof 60-plus Democratic Senate and a two-thirds House majority, if not in 2022, then most certainly in 2024. But whoever was the unfortunate Republican presidential candidate would go down to a Mondale-type defeat And what was left of the GOP would be out of the presidency for up to 12 years, possibly. Such massive across-the-board rejection would have seen the most radical Democratic Party legislation rammed through, and every progressive agenda wish passed completely, and finally changing the polity to a bi-coastal ultra-leftist one. And what would have been particularly tragic for the GOP would have been the loss of the current Mark swing to their ranks by Hispanics and Black Americans, which finally, no longer listening and actually paying attention to what's going on, the people who've actually been lied to the most are coming this way, and we had better make them loyal to us. We had better give them something to be loyal about. So, in contrast to the potentially disastrous political situation for the GOP with a narrow 2020 win, the prospect for both Trump and the entire Republican Party for 2022 and 2024 looks bright. And looking even further out, 2028 would not be marked by the usual two-term election malaise as a political reality in that respect, as it would appear for Trump's successor as a follow-on from a single term. So is this a blessing? I don't know. But it is a wake-up. It is a wake-up. And for everybody out there that, you know, thinks that this is sort of rude, well, the polite way wasn't working. It didn't work. And on our watch while we slept, this is what happened. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. As November gets closer and closer, and, you know, I don't know what we'll see, but the Democrats are going to get desperate because there's just no way around it. Some of these states have taken back control of their election process. The secretaries of state that Soros put in place, they're not going to be allowed to do what they did last time. Plus, these are all going to be, for the most part, these are all going to be statewide races. These are not national races. Well, all of them are going to be statewide races. So, it's going to be a bloodbath. And then you got Larry Sabato's crystal ball and the Cook Political Report. They've all announced massive shifts in their partisan race ratings for House races. And the question becomes, what does a party do when the voters reject their senile, incompetent president and the radicals demanding the right to groom children in the classrooms of government school? Well, James Carville has an idea, which shouldn't surprise you. He thinks that the Democrats should try to instill fear in you. And he said, after all, you can't govern without fear. Now, there's a very long and sordid history of ruling parties embracing this principle, but usually they don't admit it until after they have suspended or fully corrupted elections, which, you know, the Democrats thought they had done, and which they tried to further do with House Bill 1, HB 1, that Carville is saying so now quite openly raises some very disturbing thoughts about election integrity. And I almost feel sorry for these few remaining honest Democrats who actually believe their party is something more than a coalition of angry interest groups solely interested in power for themselves at the expense of others. There used to be a lot of them, but they've been a species in rapid decline for decades. The presidency of Trump almost finished them off, as the pathologies of Trump derangement syndrome calls formerly sensible people to surrender to hatred. One of the smartest and most honest of the damn deep thinkers is Rui Teixeira, who gained prominence and honor for his forecast that demography would carry his party to a long-running majority in the 2002 book he co-authored, The Emerging Democratic Majority. But then, here of late, he's been watching the GOP's gains among Hispanic and other minority voters, as well as working class Caucasians. Teixeira has been quite honest enough to admit his forecast was flawed, as his party has raced to the left and lost much of the ethnic support he assumed was permanent. And now in a Substack article, Texeria seems to have just about given up on his party's prospects akin to 2022 and is instead hoping that it learns the lessons of rejections and reforms itself based on it. The title of this story is Will the 2022 Election Be a Teachable Moment for the Democrats? But the subheadline reveals that he is not optimistic, which is it certainly looking like it should be. He opens with, how bad will the 2022 election be for the Democrats? And in all likelihood, quite bad. Biden's approval rating is bad. His rating is worse on the most important issue, the economy, and is truly terrible on high-profile contentious issues like crime and immigration. Democrats are behind on the generic congressional ballot, despite the tendency of this measure to overestimate Democratic strength. The results of special and off-cycle elections indicate a very pro-GOP electoral environment, and midterm elections are typically bad for the incumbent party anyway. So there's not a lot of good signs here, and in fact, hardly any. The prospect of a very serious wipeout does seem plausible. And he concludes with what you would have to call pessimism. The Democrats could do worse than return to the basics. All about getting this country back to normal. We're leaving COVID behind by fully reopening schools and businesses. We're doing everything we can to tame inflation, including mobilizing all our energy resources from oil and gas to renewables. And we're going to get crime and the border under control with tough but fair policies. That would be a decent damage minimization approach. But realistically, it will be difficult to get the party to speak with one voice on these issues, and it's probably a bit late on the cycle for a thorough reset. Democrats may be better off accepting that they will take their lumps in 2022, but use the election as a teachable moment. And that teachable moment should be, above all, about reacquainting the party with the actually existing demographics and politics of the country they live in. Given patterns of educational and geographical polarization, they are now at a crippling disadvantage in what remains an overwhelmingly working-class and non-urban country. There are simply too many districts and states in the country where that polarization redounds to their disadvantage and makes them uncompetitive. This is not a problem that can be solved by mobilizing the base. It calls instead for expanding your coalition by persuading more working class and non-urban voters to share your values and priorities. So it is either you do that or you brace yourself for a really bad 2024. And you know what that means. What has happened? After the election, when the 50-50 Senate, When Schumer became the majority leader of the 50-50 Senate, when the House was run with a majority of five seats by Pelosi, who is so, I mean, I would love to know if she wears Depends or not. You know, I look at her and I just don't see her being there all the way. Looking at that and seeing what they had. And then I said to myself, okay, you guys have got it all now. Let's see what you do with it. And they had the ball. They had the ball. The economy, all we had to do to refire the economy was stop paying people to stay home, right? And stop preaching fear about COVID and let the nation go back to work. And get out there and actually say the truth of which is viruses are going to do what viruses are going to do. You can mask, you can duct tape your entire head, you can wear a hazmat suit. Sooner or later, you're going to get the virus. So this is nothing more than what we already live with. It's just a new thing. So instead of doing that, no, we had to double down on it. We had to go into this information operation thing. We had to get out there and see how far they could push. They created the whole thing. And, I mean, the whole thing about staying home and everything. A lot of the, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, the entire squad, they were out there looking at this saying, this is the time for socialism. We'll just get it to where we pay everybody $2,000 a month. Each individual gets $2,000 a month to stay home. And we'll tell them where home is. And we'll tell them what kind of car they can have. And we'll do this and we'll do that. That's where it would have all have led. When you become a ward of the state, you are truly a ward of the state. They could not self-destruct. All the things they've tried, right? Like green energy. Okay, so we want to have green energy, we want to have renewables, buy an electric car. Okay, well, wind only works when it's windy. And it's only windy in certain spots of the nation where it's going to work. To make a solar farm, you got to take how many thousands of acres? Plus your barbecue and the Eagles. And we don't have any lithium. We're going to have a battery shortage. So none of that stuff is mature. So we shot ourselves in the left foot when we shut down oil and gas. And then we shot ourselves in the right foot when we decided to depend on renewables. And that's not working. Now we're not energy independent. We decided to drive you, the regular American, into the arms of the government by creating crime out of thin air, by laying the criminals loose, by telling you you couldn't have a gun, all this other stuff. All these things they've tried are a failure. And yet we still stand. So, this reckoning that's coming for them, I hope it hurts. And I hope the Republicans, when they get into power, I hope they come into power ruthlessly. And Jerry Nadler, he doesn't need to be on any committees. Durbin, no committees. It's a good thing I'm not in charge of nothing. We'll be right back. Hour number 2 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.